this means we won't be partying at June's house. We were really gone parking on his lawn. We thought his parents wouldn't be back home till dawn. I guess this means we won't be hanging at June's house. And the cops were there, we were throwing chairs. Some dudes got caught cause they fell down the stairs. I guess this means we won't be freaking at June's house. Oh, he had a blast, but it didn't last. At least I got the sheriff to sign my cat. I guess this means we won't be jamming at June's house. Party got busted before his folks came back in town. And I guess this means we won't be rocking at June's house. And every time we try to have fun, the man.
Hello, hi, how's it going? This is Sean Kennedy. It is currently 3:47 and I'm at Sparky's house on the Vancouver Sabbath on Saturday, May 12th. And we've actually got a bunch of very cool people here. And there's girls here! So, there's girls and everything. Did you ever see, actually, anybody who's listening, ever see Trekkies? Ever see Trekkies? That's the fucking shit. In Trekkies, they were talking about a convention. There's this one scene and they're in, like, southern Alabama or some shit, and Cletus the Slackjaw fucking Spock yokel is talking about, what the fuck is he talking? He's like, yeah, our convention's getting pretty big this year. We got a girl to come and everything. And, oh, fucking, he was serious and it was beautiful. I was just like, oh, this is sexy. This is so good. Oh, my God. So it's like very, very sweet. Where are you going? Okay. So right now in front of me, we got actually a little bit of cord length here, so I'm going to quasi-pass the mic around. Just like a what the hell show. Only I'm in charge. That means no one gets to hang up on you. Okay, and, was that a stab? Was that a stab? I don't give a fuck. The show's gone. Fuck them. Okay, now seriously. Here's Hammer. Okay. And then we have Soul Trance. Who's eating? Well, they can't hear that. Hey! And we have Nomad Raven. Your ass, come over here and say hello.
Hi.
That was great. Nomad Raven, it should be stated, looks disturbingly normal. She looks like full-on CIA plant. She's like, hi, I just came out of FBI. She looks like Corey Starling here at fucking Sparky's domain. And we got Ronan Medic over here to my immediate,
close enough to your left anyways. How you doing out there?
And then we got Ronan Sparky. Hello. And Vampire Creep just showed up. Hello, Vampire Creep. And you shaved. And you look you look much better, actually. You look like vampires don't do the facial hair thing. And I have something for you, buddy, right here, because you managed to come. So you get your honorary Vancouver Sabbath cult CD, which is my mixed CD of music and various good stuff that I've stolen from the internet. So it's all good. It's sharing, yes. So it actually, what has he got in the box? What's in the box? This is a very cool travel case. Very, very cool travel case. So, Vampire Creep just showed up, and then to my immediate right, we have Vampire This Morning. All right, fucking A. Sean's doing good with the name thing. So, Soul Trance's been around long enough, he knows I'm shit with names. I like... Oh, yeah, it's brutal.
Hey.
Okay, so we were going to... This is the brainwashing... What number is this?
21.
Is this 21? Okay. I'm so organized, Dave. Fuck, am I ever organized? I turn to the page, they're like, hey, the cult radio's up. I'm like, it is? I'm like, you know, the total drunk captain comes out and goes, are we on course? Oh, my God, we're at sea. You know? And it's brutal. But anyway, so you were talking about what? You were talking about how you joined cult, because you're in like Abbotsford, the Bible Belt capital of the world. Okay, and you got your dad.
Dad.
No, I'm talking to the mic.
Why?
Scary, isn't it? This fucking microphone in your face. Okay, no, seriously. Do you want to put the headset on, and that way you can tell your story? You can testify.
Why do I want to tell my story? Why?
Well, because people, because you coined the phrase lurker, and I think that a lot of people should realize what it is to be a lurker and what people think. Like, I'm interested, as you're relatively new, when did you join?
I don't know, a few months ago, I guess.
Okay, so that's pretty new. That's pretty new. So let's give me your impression before you say shit about, like, you know, about the whole thing and how you joined and what that was all about. You don't have to say names that you previously did, but, you know, you can kind of give the general idea. All right, so here, hang on.
So you want the whole damn story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Whole damn story. All right. Whole damn story. From the very beginning.
How did you find I'm going to be this close to you? Not because
all right.
Just because I have to reach the microphone.
Oh, stop.
I hope my wife doesn't know. So what's your, how did you wind up joining the org?
The org. Well, I met this person, a certain person, online a few years ago. Well, not a few years ago, like 2.5. And, we just got to be real good friends, and then he took off, and then he came back, and we got to be best friends, and all this, and then a bunch of shit happened, blah fucking blah blah. We ended up very, very, very close, and then he told me about this whole thecult.org thing, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? Let's check this out. So I checked it out, and I thought it was kind of neat, and then I figured, you know, hey, this is cool, I want to join. And I told him, he said that he didn't think I should join. But I did anyway, and, you know, when I first joined, I was what I would call a lurker. A lurker is just, I was in cult, I just didn't do or say much or anything. I mean, I had a bunch of people on my ICQ list, I just didn't talk to any of them, because I am invisible all the time. And, you know, just recently I piped up a little bit and started talking to people, so I'm a little more social. And that's my story.
Why?
Why what?
Why did you start talking to people?
Because it's all in fun and I felt like it.
That's it?
Yeah, I was feeling antisocial before and I was just like, you know, fuck talking to anyone because I don't want to. And then I just started talking to people.
So what is talking to you now?
Good question. Oh, okay. What does it mean? What does cult mean to me? Good fucking question. I never know how to word any of this shit. I don't know. it's just something that is basically a group of people that I belong with. I could say it like that, but it sounds almost twisted that way. But it's like, it's a group of people that I get along with really well. I mean, you know, I haven't really fought with anybody, and, you know, that's a first for me. Usually when I, like, join a group of people, like, even if it's a small group or a big group, I usually end up fighting with somebody, but I haven't fought with anybody. I don't know. I guess maybe I was psyching myself up after all those months of silence. I don't know. Anything else? All right.
Okay, so that was Vampire This Morning. And she's really cute, so if anyone wants to hit on her, you can get her at ICQ. What's your ICQ number?
559-21741.
Okay, so I'm sure that your ICQ will be lit up like a Czechoslovakian Christmas tree just as soon as all this shit is over and done with. And you're wearing duct tape. Oh my, are you ever. That's lovely. Okay, so here I am, so incredibly... Do ya? And did Mom and Dad see you wrapping gun tape around your nipples before coming to the Sabbath? I'm just curious about how they're going to feel about... No, I think it's a classy thing to do, in fact. How could I possibly construe that as anything other than just the utmost in paradigm when a 16-year-old girl with black hair shows up with saran wrap and gun tape wrapped around her chest in order to hang out at my Sabbath? I mean, you know, as a matter of fact, when I was 14, I used to fantasize about things like this quite often. However, now that I'm older, I got exactly what I wished for, and isn't it ironic, you know? There you go. You're doing good. No, I'm just hacking with you. So, anyway, a couple of things. We should go over. Somebody just come up. Come here. Somebody just show up, or no? No, yeah, I gave you your CD, right? Yeah, and then you just put it in your bag. Okay, good. So a couple of things. Let's see. Everyone's like, wow, this is like a regular brainwashing. Sean's like talking to people. It's like a social event. Well, yeah, that's the whole idea here. A couple of things to go over. I put up a big thing in the forum the other day about the cult guardian status. Dun, 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 dun. Because I've had everyone all pissed off at me. People were like for it, people were against it, people were going to go there, people were not going to go there. The big thing that is needed for the whole guardian thing is that we need to get the long walk happening. What the long walk does is going to be a forum debate in NIDUS where people go and they can ask them questions, and at the end of a certain amount of time, everyone, you know, all the other guardians get together and decide whether they think it'd be great for the org, and then it goes from there. And people go, well, is this elitist? That's elitist, Sean. That's elitist. That goes against what the organizers about. And then you got nepotism, and you get all these little fucking like, cliquey groups and friends and shit like that. Well, I think it's going to stay. And I think it's going to stay because no matter what you do, there will always be cliquey groups, no matter what. There's always going to be people in cult that you will affiliate with. That's why the whole status of clans, right? And inside of the clans, then, there's only ever going to be one thing, and that's for the people who are the hardcore cult members. There's your hardcore, and then there's more or less the lurker types. Which, there's nothing wrong with that! There's nothing wrong with that! It's made, everybody started there. Everybody started as a lurker. I was a fucking brutal lurker. My entire childhood was one giant lurk, okay? It was brutal. I mean, I didn't go to school, I just lurked there. You know, and that's where you hang out. You go to a coffee shop. I mean, this is what the goth culture was, and then they just got heavy into not being there and not being noticed. And I mean, the traditional goths now, not the nouveau bullshit Marilyn Manson goths. I'm talking about the old classic goths who I'm partial to. But, you know, everyone has their place, everyone has their thing that they do, and I don't understand why, you know, people got so bent out of shape on this fucking Guardian issue, because it's like, you know, well, Sean, you know, it's all cliquey and all this kind of shit. Well, I understand that, and I understand that, you know, you might be concerned about the direction it's gonna go, but we do need something that shows, appreciation and acceptance from a group for people who put in a boatload of work. Guys like Roto put in a fucking an ocean of work, man. Nixter, fucking, it's nonstop. Zerstor, Fork, Smokehouse, all these guys. And do they work so that they can become guardians and then they sit back and coast? Well, what? What do they get for that? They get nothing. There's no fucking financial gain for that. There's no, it's just you get to put GDN on your fucking name. Big hoopy howdy do. Okay? And it's not, nobody, and if anybody ever went and, started bossing people around because they're a guardian or they know Sean Kay, you know, that's bullshit. What were you going to say? Echo? Well, yeah, no, Echo was, may as well address that. Echo is no longer in charge of the Rant Radio channel. I guess so, yeah. Okay, we got some serious vibe hatred going on for the Echo Meister, okay. That said, though, but Echo has done, be it right, be it wrong, you cannot deny that Echo's done a lot of shit. You cannot deny that. Okay, he's done a lot of, well, nothing we have. I just gave out CDs that weren't mine, so what? Everything, nothing original's been written since Homer. Who gives a fuck? Okay, the only idea is, though, is that the one overriding rule on why Echo was probably removed is because there's that whole be cool rule, where everybody in the cult standards, you're supposed to be cool with everybody, everyone's supposed to be cool, and it wasn't working, there was no flow in the Rant Radio channel. Now, the Rant Radio IRC channel, I am not talking about the IRC and a fucking brainwashing, it's something that's not happening here. Okay, but because I get this shit echoing back on me all the time, man. It's like, oh, la 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 la. And Echo, I know Echo. He's a good guy, okay. But if things are not working for the organization and something needs to move, then you have to do what's best for the organization. This is the joy of being patient zero, where, you know, you can't really let personal biases and what's involved become around. It's like if Smokehouse has done a lot of good stuff and he tries to help out as best he can. But if Smokehouse got too out of the control and started, you know, bossing people around, say, well, I know Sean and la 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 la, poof, he's fucking gone. Okay, and that's how that shit works. And it's it's you've got to do that. Otherwise, the whole synopsis of the organization gets fucked. So, is he all... No, he's probably not. He's probably got his Hawaiian shirt on.
What do you like better?
So run and...
The Empire Strikes Back.
Empire.
Okay, so Ronan Sarah just showed up along with Ronan Nodderark.
Luke gets his hand cut off.
No, he's already in. I had some interesting intel. Without getting any what specific whatsoever, this is a cool piece of information. There is a games company that is somewhere in North America where a cult member works for the games company. And when we find out, I'm allowed to tell you when and where that game's going to be hitting the streets, that's cool. But in the game, in the background on the buildings, there are cult posters on the buildings in the game. And it's going to be a game officially released, like a huge game, like for a new product that's coming out. So it's going to be pretty big. It's for Xbox. It's an Xbox video game. And when that comes out, I'll let y'all know, and you guys can go steal a copy of the game and watch it. And so it's kind of cool. Let's see, what else has been going on? A couple of things. A big announcement. APOC has been, non-existent because he's had too much shit going on. His work life has been huge. He's been trying like hell to get everything sorted out. He's been trying like hell to get his life happening. And to make matters worse, he's getting married, which is very cool. He's getting married. I'm just fucking with him. He's getting married, and he's moving to Tokyo. And he has no job in Tokyo. So he's moving to Tokyo, he's getting married, and so he doesn't really have a lot of time to dedicate to cult right now. And he called me up and he felt really bad and about him saying, listen man, I don't have the time commitment. I said, well, that's cool, you know, I understand. I kind of had net burn for a bit there. Just pull back, and if you still feel this way in a little while, let me know. And he's told me that he feels bad about it, and he's told me that, he says, I'm not going to be able to even look at anything cult-related until September. And that's a bit long for us to do, and after talking with him, Nickster is taking over as Cult Pharaoh. So now, if you have any Cult Pharaoh questions, you can direct them to Nickster. And the guy who's helping out Nickster huge, of course, is Roto, the Pharaoh fucker. Who is completely fucking rabid. He's the most rabid cult guy ever. Like, you know, shit. Like, the guy's like a speaking spell. You say shit and it happens in reality. It's like having the Beyonder in cult. It's pretty brutal. But he's a really solid guy. We've got the cult radio stream up on the cult page. Anybody wants to check that out? I showed up here and people are like, what the fuck's going on with cult radio, man? I tug in there talking about the trees and grass and the world and everything's beautiful and it's just fucked, you know. And I can understand how that'd be a little trippy. Okay, that's the profit side. What it is, I got these four CDs off of, who'd I get them from? Oof, from Rant Radio. And I still have a move, and they're all spoken word poetry. And I ripped them all and put them up there. And then I ripped all of Jello Biafra stuff that I got, and I put that up there. And I was going to, and I ripped Mumia Abu-Jamal CD and put that up there. And I ripped a ton of stuff, and I'm putting it up there. So if anyone has got any spoken word stuff that's not comedy, I don't want comedy stuff on there. I want to have, I don't know who Andrew Reynolds is, I'm sorry. Oh, does he spoken word? Okay, any spoken word CDs or anything like that, or any MP3s that you can compress into really low format, I'm interested in because I want to put them up on the station. We're going to be doing some live shows. We're talking about, because I'm doing this brainwashing at this Sabbath here. It's kind of cool. Cool place to do it. We can talk about stuff, any issues. And then what we want to eventually do is have a Sabbath where we broadcast live. So that you can have a net presence and you got people there and, you know, we can all be nerds together in one giant herd. So, yay, nerds of the earth unite, but that's about it. Danger. So, that's about it. So, there was the whole thing with the whole Echo thing, which is unfortunate. But I don't want any backlash, just to backtrack a bit here. I don't want any backlash on Echo. Echo tried to do the best job he could and it just didn't work out. So, you know, there's a whole lot of people who don't do fucking shit. So, anybody want to get... Yeah, we... I do love Echo, and I don't want to have just because the guy goes and he sent me an email the other day talking about quitting because he thinks it's so much bullshit. And in one essence, I can understand why everyone had a problem, and on the other side, I can kind of see his perspective too. So it's unfortunate, but and to make matters all that much better, it's a rant radio thing too. It's not even a cult thing, so what the fuck. But anyway, so that's that. Nixter's taken over as the Cult Pharaoh. The cult radio station is going up. Everything's working good. Nixter got SKTFM at thecult.org. SKTFM.tv, www.sktfm.tv. My site is, the journal is being updated, so if anyone wants to go there, they can start at the beginning and start reading. It's long. Fuck, I can do no good, eh? Last brainwashing was too short. Sean writes too much. It's too long. Fuck, man, I suck. I can't, there is no happy medium. I shot her and dragged her Ouija board ass into the alleyway, okay? Just fuck that. No, I'm like, yeah, here's your happy fucking medium right here. Table tip this bitch. But anyway, no, it's just like, whatever. So... I give so little a fuck about a happy medium. An instrument has not been invented, okay, that can calibrate small enough to measure how much I care about a happy medium. I am not happy medium. I don't give a fuck about happy medium. Let's see. Okay, going around the room. Is there any stuff now that we got them live? I'm just waiting for you because I know you're going to come at me hard with something nasty. But is there any questions or any issues that going around the room here? Because we got some, like, Nomad Raven came up from Washington for this shit. Can you believe that? It's very cool. What's that? She meet you, yeah. Mm. 8 or 9 hours you drove to be here? I feel so bad. I want to, like, give you a cult. Yeah, what a total letdown. I'm like, god damn. You know, it should be like, how y'all doing out there tonight? You know, I should have like a fucking light show happening. You know, I should have like a big ritual sacrifice. Of course, she's drinking NutraSweet, so it's probably all cool with her. So I'm hacking on her because we went and bought NutraSweet. NutraSweet is bad. Sean says no to NutraSweet. Don't drink it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an anti-sponsor. I'll only talk about products that I hate. And that's what I'll say. Sean says no to NutraSweet. NutraSweet sucks ass. MTV. Yeah, that's a good point. I got back. The lady who's talking to me, okay, her name is Merritt Davis at MTV. And... No. She's very, very cool lady. She's talking to me. And she phoned me up, she wanted my press kit, I sent it down. She asked for an idea for a TV show, which I talked about last time, called Hack the Planet. And she says that in the last week or so, they've looked at it, and they might be giving it some more breadth or whatever, breadth of vision. They're going to think about it. Pick a different name. What, then Hack the Planet? Come on, it's MTV. I got to... same as Hackers, I know, but think of who I'm pitching this to, okay? I can't call it, like, artistic or fear your brother for he is mighty. I can't call it that, you know, because, like, I've got to put it on a piece of paper and they got to get the gist of it in, like, 10 seconds or less. And these are, like, MTV execs, which makes them, like, 2 steps above fucking fiber on the intelligence scale. It's like, oh, look, what's that? Fuck them if they're listening, okay? What, did you not listen to the station or what? I mean, come on, give me a break. MTV's a bunch of fucking dance sluts anyway. But the only... Well, that's the only reason why what they don't want to get me on there for, okay? Will Sean sell out? You bet, but only for the right amount of money. So, you bet. Nomad Pollywog, hey, that's very cool. Good to meet you. And you just actually showed up. Nomad Pollywog just showed up. Welcome, welcome. Blessed be, blessed be. Yes, yes, hello. Here, this is for you. That's your... I was at the Vancouver Sabbath and all I got was this stupid CD. I made up a CD which has MP3s on it for the Vancouver Sabbath, which is very, very slick. And it's like 12 hours of music of various rock and roll and cheesy chocolatey goodness. It's all in Winamp format. And if you actually jump on that CD, it's all in folders. And there's different... There's Akira soundtracks on there. Some Cobalt or Cybertex on there. Not the guy who's into Microsoft, the other guy. The band. And then there's the
a Winamp media player. If you click on it, it randomizes everything. It's very cool. You'll check it out. It's very, very slick. So I made those up the other day when I was down at Geeks and just cranked out about 12 of them. So that was all cool. Going around the room, what we were going to do is we're going to talk about, I wanted to ask everybody here if they had an issue or a question or something like that that they wanted to bring up. And fucking fuck you, man. I know that's coming. So, Hammer, did you have anything you wanted to... No, I guess not. How about Polywog? Polywog, you're rose. All the shit that's been going on all friggin' week. In the... No, that's fine. That's fine. The IRC is in chaos. It's on fire. Good, let it burn. I don't fucking care about the IRC. People are like, IRC! IRC is cult! It's cult irk! You know? And, it's Kirk, not, you know? And I'm like, it's like, Spock! You know? Donna, Khan! You know? Mr. Tambourine Man! And I'm like, okay, there comes a point when, what I've said this before, but what part of I don't give a fuck about the IRC are you not getting? Yes, there are people talking the IRC. I respect that. It is an online, like a cultural thing, and people who take it very seriously, and it's a method of communication. La 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 la. But if someone's being a dick in the IRC, then just fucking ignore them or leave or do whatever. But I am so not going to get dragged into IRC stuff. But thank you for bringing it up. Because it gave me a chance to say that, which is like, once again, be aware, Sean does not care. Okay, so, and what about you, Nomad Raven? You got any prudent issues? You look like you might have something. Come on, come up with something. Come on, come on. You drove 9 hours to be here. I'm immortalizing you in Brainwashing 21. Yeah, aspartame's kicking in. Your brain's turning to sponge. Speak, think, snatch your brain back. What did you, anything you wanted to, a question you wanted to ask, anything like that? Not really, no? You like Canada? I like, she's all like, the Canadians are talking to me. I like Canada, yeah! Get her a beer! Wow, these guys are fucking stupid. Yeah, what's wrong with you fucking people? My God, does everybody wear skates here? No, but seriously, okay, so how about you, Creep? Do you have anything you wanted to bring up or mention or anything like that? Not off the top of your head. Okay, Sparky, you're hosting this. Very cool on you for doing so. Yay! They can't hear you. Here, I'll give you the mic, though. One sec.
Yeah, no doubt, eh? And your head's small. Yeah, for all that anger, you think it'd be a little bit bigger. First of all, I just wanted to say I apologize for anybody who can get here due to the transit strike. Damn BC Transit and all their subsidiaries. And there we go. We'll send a copy to them. Couple questions. The Book of the Dam. Pushing buttons. You set it up. No, just the Book of the Dam. Like, is there going to be another follow-up, a little bit more in-depth about... Yeah, there we go.
Okay, the Book of the Damned. I know, I have to write it.
Wasn't it written like four brainwashing ago?
No. I lied.
It wasn't written four brainwashings ago. It doesn't exist. It hasn't been made. It will get made. It's like, you know, cleaning your room. You know, I've got all this shit floating around in my room, but it's a book. You ever tried writing a book? It's fucking hard. I mean, yes, I have. I've done it twice, but I've got 2.5 done, actually. But yeah, I've also worked on another one called Abaddon, which is going to be renamed, but whatever. And I was working on a role-playing game. I was gaming! Come on! You people can understand that shit. Okay. What's happening with Book of the Damned? Nothing is happening, and everyone can bombard me and beat me and fucking throw shit at me, because I'm a shitty cult leader. And, you can all throw me in the bad cult leader box, because I haven't. Because, you know, whatever, I'm a shitty cult leader by Sean Kennedy. That's what I should rename it. How to Start a Shitty Cult by Sean. AKA the Book of the Damned.
But yes, no, I have not abandoned the concept of writing it. I have done some notes on it, but I haven't actually started penning the goddamn thing yet. I do want it to be a fair size, and I also want it to be, I want to go for a George Orwell 1984 kind of approach. I want to do like 1984 meets Snow Crash, where the whole idea of it is going to be written in the future of where I see the corporate political state evolving and how cult is years from now. Rather than creating a manual about how to do that, I'm taking a page from Star Trek, actually, where the whole goal is you show what you think the future is going to be, and then people will see how they'll work on that concept and begin through, like, just the whole directional chaos program, because everybody thinks about it, they can work to make that kind of thing a reality and see how this stuff applies, rather than have people be fed a step-by-step approach about here's how you should live your life. I'm going to paint a picture of where I honestly see, because in the cult, in the questionnaire, it says, where do you see society in the next 50 years? Well, I have a bit of an idea where I see society in the next 50 years, and doing some reading around the web with people way more educated than I am, they seem to have an idea where society is going in the next 50 years. And it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. I mean, the book is taking place in a full-on cyberpunk world where we have the info mercenaries, where we have, you know, people eating other people as a delicacy, which is already happening. Which is, well, yeah, man, beefs is a hoax. But however, in Europe right now, they are. And what's not a hoax is that you can buy aborted fetal babies as health food in Taiwan. And, yeah, most people don't know that, but that's a fact. And, yeah, it is fucking gross, but that's what they do. And, yeah, surprisingly, it is quite healthy, but I haven't had some myself, but I hear it's quite good. Yeah, baby on a cracker? Yeah, at 8 weeks, it's the head of a pin. At 12 weeks, it'll fit on a Ritz. It's not a choice, it's a fucking hors d'oeuvre. Okay, anyway, that's just, I'm going to hell for that one. Okay, I'm not pro-choice, I'm dietary. Alright, so, anyway, pregnant people. Okay, so, wow. Yeah, oh. Ah, you're fired, get out. Okay, so that's Book of the Damned. Anybody else? Medic, you don't get a chance to ask me anything. You suck. Vampire, this morning, what did you want to say? Are you saying, I've said enough? Show Ron and Sarah at your fucking thing you got on there. The thingy. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, you know. Okay, Soul Trance. Come at me, big boy. What do you got for me? You're not even going to try? Okay. There was, a while back, there was something that was stated that I did want to clarify in this brainwashing, where quite often I will make reference to people like these people today, who are walking down the street. I'm coming down to this goddamn, you know, Sabbath, and there's these fucking idiots, and the light's red, and to one side of me is clear. To the other side is an oncoming riot of protesters going, ah, 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 and I'm like, what in the Mickey Mouse fuck is that? And I look over, and the light's red, and I'm like, you know, that light could go green before those protesters show up, right? And I could make it through there, right? And then they of course, but you know, it's the longest living light in the galaxy, right? So it's like, red, right? And I'm like, fuck! So, you know, they go walking by, and I'm like, ah! And then they're all, like, mad, and there's these totally greasy fucking Iggy Pop wannabe, you know, mainline heroin shooting assholes walking with these, you know, bus protesters. Oh, we're going to block all traffic, because, you know, we can't block it with our buses anymore, so we're just going to block it normally, because we haven't had a chance to be a dickhead to anyone in, like, 6 weeks. And, oh, yeah, they're fucking brutal. So I was just like, ah! And it's been floating around that people have got the idea that I'm somewhat of a homophobe because I call people fags. This is not the case. Okay? I will refer to previous brainwashings where I dressed in drag and went to a fetish social. Do I have any pictures of that? I don't think I do. I don't know. You know what? If I did, I would. I did find a picture of myself at what I used to party in Winnipeg, though. the Magic Man suit when I was about 80 pounds lighter, and I have a leopard print jacket, and I was like all fucking, I was the king, man. That was the same jacket, yeah, the Magic Man coat. And I used to run around Winnipeg and hit all the gay bars, because if you want to go out and get drunk and not have a good time, go to a regular bar. You want to go out, dance your fucking face off, and just be an absolute freak of nature, go to a gay bar. Gay bars own the world. The gay culture runs on three things: rumors, cigarettes, and booze. That's it! That's the gay culture, okay? I mean, I'm sure there's a whole lot of pink triangle waivers. You're going to be like, Sean, that's horrible, you're giving... No, fuck off, okay? Come on. All right, it's true. Go to a gay bar. You know, there's nothing better than sitting across from some guy with a 5 o'clock shadow dressed in a full-on wig and dress with makeup going, you know, I'm feeling pretty bad today. He's like, yeah, I know what you mean. Somehow it lends a whole Brazil-esque scenario to it, and you're like, my life fucking rules! My life owns! I mean, just try it. Trust me, it's better than any drug you'll ever do, just going and hanging out at a gay bar and fucking drinking with those guys. So just to set the record straight, okay, I call people, you know, all sorts of names, but if anybody, you know, like, don't kill yourself, kill other people, you know, whatever. So, I hate that, you know, that rant's gonna follow me around till the day I die. You know, I can just see it now. I'll be like all the CEO of some shit, you know, like I'll get like sponsored somehow and MTV moves me up and I'll totally sell out, eh? I'll totally sell out. I'll sell my soul right off. I'll be like doing Levi's ads and on the Gap and shit, you know? And I'll just be like a full on, you know, I'll just be TFM jeans. I'll be like the full on, I'll be a marketing slut. I will be the corporate whore. And then, you know, and then all the original cult members will be like, you know, this huge thorn in my side. And they'll be like, yeah, well, what about this, Sean? Don't kill yourself, kill other people. You know, oh, God. Yeah, they'll be like, you suck, you'll never use email again, you fuck, you know. You don't have a credit card, how's your credit rating, Sean? How's your credit rating, buddy? So, there you go. All right, so, going around the room, that's about it for this brainwashing. If people want to record any, if you guys want to have a Sabbath and record it, like we've done now, that's all cool. I'm cool with that. We'll put it in rotation. We'll see what's going on and up. Do you guys think that all the brainwashing should go on that cult talk channel in rotation? You think so? Because I get sick of the sound of my own voice, right? I am still...
Don't listen, John. You don't go to the fucking page hard anyway. What difference would that make?
But, what's that? The cult, she should visit my site. What's it called? The cult's in there somewhere. But, so anyways, that's it for this issue. Stay tuned until next week. Everybody be cool. If there is any more problems, like, just fucking shut up about the IRC, okay? Like, be aware, Sean... Sean does not care. You know, like, I wish I could just, you know... You know what I'd like to do with the RC? I'd like to have the opportunity to send voltage. Like, a patch. So that voltage could fly back and forth. And people would get shocked. So it wouldn't damage their equipment. They'd just get shocked. Just through their keyboards and stuff. Because, man, it would be a free-for-all. And all these cult guys would be like... If mom comes in, the kid looks like he got hit by a positron glider from Ghostbusters. There's shit rolling all over him. He looks like Big Trouble in Little China. You know, he's like, fuck you! Oh, you asshole! He's totally banned me, but I can take it! It's only 120 for my house current! Right? Yeah. Oh, I'm afraid the IRC will be quite operational by the time your friends arrive. So, that's the whole concept of it. That'd be my idea. That's my solution for the IRC. Somebody make the high voltage patch, all right? So, until next little while, there's a weak sign-off, hey? Fuck. Weak! Sean, you are a bitch. Okay, anyway, my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I tumbled at 2 a.m. all drunk and full of smoke. My wife said I have had enough, that said I'm sick, get out! So I stumbled down to Kelly's boat, across the edge of town. And I told the boys my story, and we had another round. Drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it, fight. Drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it, drink it, fight. apologize. Well, a minute sounded weak, for Mary McGregor finally got some sleep. The pouring rain. I'll stumble back to Kelly's pub and cry away me pain.